This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Farmer Bridge Assistance Program is not a long-term solution for economic issues in the ag industry. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Last week, the Trump administration announced the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which will offer $12 billion in economic aid to farmers impacted by low commodity prices, high input costs, and challenges to market access. While many farmers are appreciative of the one-time payment, they still need to see a significant long-term solution. Ryan Mulholland, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, said the program does not address the long-term damage that has been inflicted on the U.S. ag industry.
What folks really want is market certainty, export markets that they can sell into, and they want sort of the government to be able to address the challenges that a lot of, you know, folks are facing, whether, you know, the impact of climate change on yields, whether, you know, the government sort of cutting, you know, SNAP benefits, or, you know, USAID going away and no longer purchasing a bunch of, you know, U.S. ag products to distribute to the rest of the world. All these things are sort of, you know, long-term challenges that are not addressed by, you know, bridge payments in the near term.
During the first Trump administration, U.S. pork producers lost significant market access to China, and that loss has not been fully recuperated. Mulholland said similar damage is occurring in this current trade war.
You know, part of the challenge here is if you are starting the fire and then trying to claim credit for making the fire a little bit less than it was prior, that, you know, that's not a whole lot to be to be appreciated for.
For more information, visit AmericanProgress.org. You can find this story and much more content on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.